Hello, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for having me again for the second Central Ohio Music Show.
You're welcome. You know, this is an awesome thing to do on Sundays.
It is.
It is. It's fun, and it gets you out and about, and I just love doing music. And you know, you and your friends have great music.
Thank you.
You do.
They are very talented.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we have some good goodies to give away today, folks, so you don't want to turn your dial on that.
Yep.
And we'll be taking calls later on in the show.
Yep.
For that, so the giveaway. So, but we have some good music. We have new tracks this week.
Yes. We got some different tracks than the first time, which the first time was awesome too, but every time's going to be awesome because Central Ohio has a lot of good music. So, if you don't know, my name's Lisa Gain. I am in a band called Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silos, and I've been playing out as a soloist for over 2 decades now. And I've met a lot of really talented people along the way. So these are just some of the people. And we're going to start off this first song is going to be by a friend of mine, Chuck Oney, who I met at Bethel Pub back in the day. He used to run sound, and I played there. So Chuck sent me this song called Heartache, and that's going to be our first track.
All right, Heartache. Yes. That, you know, that's going to be, it sounds really interesting.
It is.
It sounds like maybe an upbeat song, maybe.
I think it's like a mid-tempo, but mid-tempo? I think this is the one, correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck, but I think this is the one he got the Ohio Music Award for. I'm pretty sure it was this one.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the award-winning one.
All right, folks, don't want to turn your dial. Here we go. The first song of the day.
I wish the clouds would come around. I wish the rain would fall down. Sometimes I feel sometimes I think about you, wondering what you're into. Sometimes I feel like dying. Look what you've done to me. I can't seem to break free. I haven't been the same since the sometimes I feel like dying.
Wow.
That was Chuck Oney.
Wow. Congratulations, Chuck. That is a very good song.
It's a good song, Chuck. Yeah. Thanks for sending it to us. And he is online. He's got more music out there if anybody wants to check it out. He gave me a website of chuckoney.bandcamp.com. That song you can buy, and there's other songs he's got. So definitely check it out and, you know, give him a little support there.
That's right.
Be awesome.
Now, does he play around Central Ohio as well?
Yeah, he is always out playing, mainly like the Columbus area, I think, for the most part. But he does kind of go out a little bit further. So, look him up and see where he's at, because he does play out a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, very good. That's a very good song. I think that might be number one single hit there.
Yeah?
Personally, yeah.
Awesome.
I like that.
Nice.
You know, I'm going to listen to that all the time since I have the track.
Well, there you go, Chuck. You got a new number one fan.
Yeah. That's right, Chuck. Yeah. He does. He has a very good... it's a very good voice, and, mm-hmm. and you know, it's a very good, you guys are all great. I'd love to get you guys all together sometime and do like a grand finale or something.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of hard to do whenever you guys are all busy.
I know, right?
But yeah, it's very, very good song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So after we play the next one, we will be doing a CD giveaway, and this is a special one because it is signed and autographed.
Oh, folks.
This is from Shiloh Hawkins, and she plays out all the time. Definitely look her up. She's at shilohhawkins.com, and she's amazing. Like, you'll hear this track that she sent me. It's called Tennessee, and I love it, love it, love it. So I can't imagine what the rest of the songs on this CD sound like here. So it's a full-length CD. She signed it and everything. So after we play her track, which is next, once her track is done, if anybody's out there listening and you want to get this CD, call in at 740-383-9944 after her track is done, and you might win it. But I'll have to pry it out of Sean's hands.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because he loves autographs.
I do. I do, folks. I love autographs. That's right. our next one is
Shiloh. Yeah, this the one with the signed CD, Shiloh Hawkins.
All right, here we go, folks. You don't want to miss this one.
Singing songs to ring in my ears. next to my baby and my baby next to me. I'm in the car next to my baby and my baby next to me. I'm in the car next to my baby and my baby next to me.
All right. Very good song.
That was Shiloh Hawkins, everyone, off her album When You Love a Traveler, which I actually have in my hand right here, and she signed it.
Ooh.
So, you know, she might be famous someday. Any of these people might be. You never know.
Oh,
oh, someone's calling.
No, here we go. We got a call.
Ooh.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling in on this radio station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you calling to win the Shiloh Hawkins CD?
Yes, I am, dear.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate you listening.
I like the first one real well, and the second one is really good, too.
Oh, yeah. They're all really good. Thank you. We'll have to get your information. I know you don't want to give it out on the air. Can you email me an address to send you the CD?
I don't care if you give me my address.
You don't care? Okay.
I'm old, so it don't matter.
You got a pen, Sean, I can use?
Sure, yep. There you go.
What's your name, sir?
My name is William Jones.
William Jones. Where do you want me to send you the CD to?
Windsor Street, number 16.
What was before Windsor Street?
What's that, dear?
It cut off before Windsor Street.
Windsor Street.
Number 16?
Yes, ma'am. Marion, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
43302.
Okay, so it's just Windsor Street, number 16, Marion?
Yes, ma'am.
43302. Okay. Awesome. I will send it to you. Thanks for listening in. We really appreciate it.
Well, is this your first time doing this?
Our second
time. Yeah.
I missed the first one.
Oh, well, we'll be back January, the first Sunday of January. We'll be doing show number 3 with lots more good music.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks. Awesome. Thank you William.
Well, thank you very much, caller, for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, we got a local call there.
We got a CD giveaway by Shiloh. That's awesome.
Yes, that was very good.
That's very cool. And it's autographed. Yeah.
So, good for him. Congratulations, caller.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I guess we'll go on to track number 3 then, which is another friend of mine, Todd Greer's band, Todd and the Bad Ideas, they're called. He also has a giveaway after we play his song. So if anybody wants to win his CD, I've got it. Even if William calls, if it's the same guy, you can get 2 CDs, William. We don't care.
There you go. Yeah, there's no rules here on this show.
There's no rules on that. Whoever the first caller is yours.
Yeah.
But we're going to play this song first. So this song he sent me is called Bad Advice. And his website, I think, is just toddandbadideas.com. So check that out.
All right. There it is.
Time.
following bad advice. Looking back, I wonder how did we ever survive? 'Cause boom or bust, we had trust. Boom or bust, we had trust. Boom or bust, we had trust. Boom or bust, we had trust.
That, you know, that is an upbeat, like on a Sunday evening, to get you out of chair and get you moving. Oh, yeah. You know what? Looks like we got another call coming in.
Oh, we got another call.
All right, here we go.
This is Lisa at the Central Ohio Music Show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, this is Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. My name's Barry.
Barry, are you calling in to win a CD?
I am, if I can.
Awesome. You just won Todd and the Bad Ideas CD. That is so cool. I got a little package I can send you. He gave me some stickers and stuff, too.
That's really incredible, but I actually already own that CD.
Oh, gee, really?
I do. It's a very good CD. Is there any chance you could just give it to the first guy, William?
Yeah,
just
I can give it to
both
William.
Both of them to him?
Sure.
William needs some good music in his life, and I'd like him to have it.
I will give it to William. He'll get two CDs then.
Good.
I'm writing
Thank
it
you
down
very much.
Here. No problem, Barry. Do you know Todd and the Bad Ideas?
I've been to a couple of their shows. They're very good musicians.
Yeah, they're really good. I'm actually sharing a show with them coming up on November 15th at Victory's in Columbus. I'll be with them and the Carlsons.
Victory. I've never been to Victory's. I may have to go to that. I'd like to see you play, too.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, it's a cool bar in German Village. I like it. Nice location, nice stage. So if you're not doing nothing, come out. It starts at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. What was the date again?
November 15th.
November 15th, that's
another
week, right?
It's a Friday, I believe, yeah.
I will do my best to be there.
Okay, well, if not, just keep listening to the show. You're still going to hear some good music, so.
I will do that. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, another caller down there. All right. That was very nice. It looks like, William, if you're out there listening, you're going to get two CDs now.
Yes, you're going to get two. Thanks to Barry. That was so nice.
That was very nice.
That's
Thank
great.
You very much, Barry, for
yeah,
calling
thanks
in.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Really appreciate you, guys listening.
You know, that's what makes this show great, when callers call in and give us praise and let us know how they're doing.
Yeah, and just let us know if they're enjoying the show. Yeah. You know, that's good to know. This is only our second one, so, you know, we're kind of, like, learning as we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Making changes as we go. So.
What's the old thing? Trials and errors.
Yeah. But definitely tune in. Our third one will be, I'm taking December off. I got a really busy December, but I'll be back in January. The first Sunday of January, we'll be doing show number 3, and we'll have some more really good music for you. So,
working on your gold album there.
Yeah.
I tease Lisa all the time, folks, on that. Yeah.
It's, I'm looking at the calendar now. January 5th will be the next show. So
January
definitely.
5th.
tune in for that one. We'll have some good music. But we still got more music to go through for today's show that we haven't gone through yet. The next one is another local band called the Catawicks, and I actually met them at Victory's Bar that we were just talking about. I got to see them play there. They're kind of based out of like Springfield area, which... Oh,
getting another call.
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
Here we go. Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
You won't believe this.
Oh, this is William.
William?
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can hear you.
I can't believe this, but I was going to call in, and I said no. Hold on, let me turn my radio down.
Okay.
I'm getting feedback, yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, my volume got turned down somehow, but anyhow, I was going to call in, and I said no, I'll wait and let somebody else call in.
I just wanted
to say that, and a big thank you to...
Yeah, Barry was so nice to give you that CD. So you're going to get two CDs now. That's very cool.
Yeah. I know. It's cool. So I enjoy your show. I really do.
Well,
so
thank you.
I'll be a frequent listener.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much, William. Hey, we just wanted to double check your address just to make sure we heard it right. Is there an address number in front of your on Windsor Street?
It's
801.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go. We were
missing that. Yeah, 801. Okay. All right. Yeah, we just wanted to make sure we got that down so you can get your CDs.
Yes.
Okay. I'm really enjoying myself.
Awesome, William. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's so cool. So anyway, William's going to get two really good CDs, and we still have two more to give away.
Two more. So, any other autographs? That was just one. That one.
That was the only autograph one this time.
Yeah. So you never know, folks. You want to stay listening.
Yeah.
Because we will have more autographs.
Maybe in January we'll get one. We'll see.
There we go.
But anyway, back to the next track, which will be by the Catawicks. Check them out. Their website is thecatawicks.com. And like I was saying, they're kind of based out of like Springfield, but one of the band members lives in Nashville, so they kind of play all over. But I met them at Columbus at Victory's, and I was floored by them. I mean, they're just a really good band. So this is by the Catawicks, and it's called Sink Away.
Okay, here we go, folks.
Make me happy, I moved away. And I
place that has no name.
All right.
That was the Catowicks, everyone. Definitely check out their website, thecatowicks.com. It's spelled K-A-T-A-W-I-C-K-S. They play all around, and they're really good. They've got a nice, like, kind of bluesy, jazzy, soulful sound, I would say. I really like her voice a lot.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, we got another call here. Let's go ahead and bring this up on. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good. Who's this?
Mark Jones.
Mark Jones. How you doing, bud?
Good.
Thanks
good.
For
just
listening.
To say you guys are doing great. Love the show. Love the exposure of these artists.
Aw, thank you so thank much. You. Guess what? You called a little early, but I do have a CD I can give you that I was just going to give away by Linda
oh,
Hollow from the last
I was
show.
Calling in for some love.
I know, but still, the last show we did, we didn't get a call in. So I was like, we'll just give it away the next time. We have this Linda Hollow CD, which is great. So I'm going to give it to you
awesome.
Guys. Is that cool?
Awesome. Honored. Thank you so much. You guys rock. Great show.
Thanks
happy,
for
happy
listening.
Happy
we appreciate
two.
It.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
Thank
love
you, Mark.
Have a good Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
so
you.
Much. Take care.
Bye-bye. Nice.
I only said I love you because that's one of my best friends. I don't say that to everyone.
Oh, listen to you. Oh, that's funny. Oh, I knew that was coming.
And he's a big local music supporter, him and my friend Dave.
Yeah.
They both love local music, so that's why I was like, oh, I'm going to give them this other CD because
yeah.
I know they'll really appreciate it.
Yeah,
so
that's
they
nice.
Have the one they got Kristen Graham's mm-hmm. last time, and they love it, so they're going to get Linden Hollow's.
There
but
you
we
go.
Still have a whole other CD to give away.
There you
so
go, folks.
Stay tuned in on when you need the call for that one. It's going to be specifically after we play that band's song. And they are Dave Buecher and the Historians, which are another great band. But in the meantime, we're going to get to the next track, which will be another singer-songwriter. And this is a friend of mine, Katie Davis. She's a very sweet girl. She's a very good singer-songwriter. And she plays out locally, so definitely check out her website, katieoriginalsongs.com. And this is off her CD called Steal My Heart. It's one of my favorite tracks on her CD, so I asked her to send me this one. Hopefully you'll like it.
Here we go, folks.
My heart tonight.
All right. Another one in the bucket. That is really good voice.
That was Katie Davis. Definitely check her out. She plays around town. Again, her site was katieoriginalsongs.com. So, yeah, that was Steal My Heart. It's a good song. Thank you, Katie, for sending that in to us. And I just want to mention, I know I just gave away Lyndon Hollow CD to my buddy Mark, who is a big local music supporter, and I know he's going to appreciate it. And thank you, Lyndon Hollow, for sending that to us. But I'm actually sharing a show with them with my band, which my band, again, is Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silos. Check out our website, lisagain.com. And we have a show coming up November 9th in Lancaster, Ohio at Old Bill Bailey's with Lyndon Hollow. Free show. You don't have to pay to get in. So if you're not doing anything and you're in that area, definitely come out and check us out November 9th. And then, as I said before, November 15th, I'll be at Victory's with my band with Todd and the Bad Ideas and the Carlsons, who's another really good band. I'm going to have them on in January. I have a song from them to play. Their lead singer plays like harmonica, like really good. They're kind of like a rock band with harmonica in it. They're really good. So you should come to that show if you're not doing nothing at Victory's on November 15th.
And
sure.
Folks, I know somebody else that plays the harmonica really good.
Nothing like him.
But you did a good job on that song.
I do a good job on that one song because it's the song I learned when I was like 18 when I first got the harmonica.
Yeah.
And I played it over and over. I only can play like 3 songs on the harmonica.
Better than I can. I probably keep them blowing. Is there like a certain way you got to move?
Yeah, in and out. And you got to control all that stuff.
Yeah, so.
Better than I can. It's not easy. Like I'm not a harmonica player by any means. I can do a few little songs, but the guy in that band, the Carlsons, is. And, oh, my God, he can rock the harmonica.
Nice.
So you'll get to hear them in January.
Are we going to play your original song next?
I think next we're going to do Obsession by my band, Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silos. And this one is kind of a spooky song I wrote about an old roommate I had. And fitting for this time of year since we just had Halloween. And it's got an excellent cellist on it named Jonathan Camphy. He's a world-touring cellist player that actually taught a master class somewhere at a college. Like, he's that good. And he's on this, so you'll get to hear his work.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good, Lisa.
Thanks. That was my song called Obsession with my band, The Rusty Silos. So definitely check us out. We have a video for that out on YouTube, too. Like a spooky little video you can check out. So thank you.
You're welcome. And you have your CDs as well, or you can actually go on, what is it?
They're digital. There's some singles out there on like Spotify, Amazon, you know, all the digital outlets. We've got a few singles out. We're in the process of trying to finish the album up. We're like in the process of where I'm just having to proof listen to some things and approve. And then I got to figure out the CD design and all that stuff. So our CD should be done. I think it'll be released anyway, like in March or April next year. We'll probably have our CD release show then.
And folks, I get an autograph CD.
Yes, he gets an autograph CD this time that he can keep.
Yeah, that's right.
For sure.
That's right.
But the next band, they're a really good band. I mean, all these bands and singers and songwriters are great.
Yeah.
But this is one called Dave Buecher and the Historians, and he does have a CD to give away. This is from their previous album, and it's called For Every Heartbreak. And we're about to play one of his songs. Their website is DaveBuecherHistorians.com. Check them out. They're really good. They've got some great harmony vocals you'll get to hear on here. You know, just all around a good band. So we're going to play one of their tracks that he sent me. Now, the track we're playing is off their new album that just came out called It Moves in the Dark.
Okay. Don't want to turn your dial. Here we go.
Covering your eyes and buried under your clothes, and she can't see. cast by light that escapes through every crack and every tear at the seams. You're dying to mend without the strength it'll take. Nothing's gonna change and nothing's gonna be as it was. It took the only one who loves you for the man that you are.
That was very good. That was awesome.
Dave Buecher and the Historians, everybody. Check them out. They're a great band. I love the simple harmonies that he and his wife do. They just, to me, they have like this Carpenters kind of sound with the harmonies. I was a big fan of the Carpenters back in the day, you know?
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
But yet they have like this kind of 70s-ish rock sound too. So yeah, they're a really good band. Definitely check them out. And he gave us a CD to give away with like stickers and stuff. So if anybody wants this CD, now would be the time to call. So the number again is 740-383-9944. If anyone wants to get Dave Buecher and the Historian CD, give us a call and you'll win it.
That's right. And folks, remember, if you don't catch us live, we do have an archive on a website. It's named Lisa Ging. I believe it's still named that. I could double check that on the website.
Okay.
But it's named after you, I believe, on the website.
All right.
It's underneath the folder there.
Cool. So, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
And share
so
it.
So all the archives will be listed underneath on our website at 1071.com.
WWGH1071.com.
Yep, that's correct. I forgot the WWGH. Yeah. Did I? Thank you, Lisa. Oh, you know, we have another call coming in.
We got a caller.
Here we go.
Hello? Hello?
Well, hello.
Hi, who's this?
David.
Dave, how are you?
Wonderful.
Are you guys having a good Sunday?
Absolutely. They do harmonize very well, don't they?
Don't they?
Yes,
They're so good. Do you hear what I'm talking about with the Carpenter reference? Like, just simple harmonies, which are awesome. And you're going to get their CD.
Sounds like more voices.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really great. So I think you guys are going to like this CD that he gave me because you guys love local music. Thank you for listening, guys. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So very much. And now you got two CDs you guys will get next time I see you. You guys and then the other guy, William, he got two CDs too. That's so cool.
So we have a local fan and we have fans
in Columbus.
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'll see you guys soon.
Thank
you. Absolutely.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Nice. So we got rid of all our CDs today.
There you go.
That's fantastic. So everybody gets exposed to this wonderful music that, you know, us creatives make. Like, that's what we want. We want people to listen to it, and we just hope that they enjoy it. So,
and folks, if you're out there listening, they do have live concerts. This is all local talent, local music. They do tour, right? They go on tours.
Yeah.
Do they go outside of Ohio, a lot of them?
Some of them might do, like, regional stuff. But I think for the most part, most of us are kind of Ohio area. Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. It's still on my bucket list to come to see Lisa and everybody. I haven't had a chance myself because of my schedule, but it's on my list to come and see you. Yes.
Yep. One of these days.
That's right.
It'll happen.
That's right. It will.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank all you, the musicians that have sent us music. You guys are so talented and just thanks for being a part of the show. We really appreciate it. We're going to move on to the next track, which is another talented singer-songwriter in our area. Her name is Sarah Hudson. I got exposed to this song that we're going to play called Bad Enough because she entered the Tiny Desk competition this year, and this was a song that she entered, and I was on the the judging panel with WSU, and I had to listen to all the local entries, which was a lot. And she was one of them that stuck out to me out of many, that I was like, ooh, this is a really good song.
Yeah.
So I asked her to send me it. So check out her website. It's sarahhudsonmusic.com. This is a song that she wrote called Bad Enough.
All right, here we go.
Everyone's gone home to bed, but I'm still here packing up this gig, waiting to get paid from the bar, hoping no one steals my guitar while I load out to my car. My family is home and fast asleep, and I could be watching HGTV. A little voice creeps into my head. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Traded in for the picket fence. I've been fighting inside. I look into the mirror with a big old sigh. And is it all nothing? Trying to follow the dream, or warding off all my insecurities. Do I want it bad enough? Do I want it bad enough? There's nothing quite like the high yet when you step into the light. I have the power to make you smile. Suspend your reality for a while. All your emotions amplified. I've been fighting inside. I look into the mirror with a big old sigh. And is it all nothing? Trying to follow the dream, but warding off all these insecurities. Do I want it bad enough? Do I want it bad enough? My mama asks me, when you coming home?
Strong voice.
That was so good, Sarah.
Wow,
I know,
Sarah.
Her voice is so pretty. She reminds me of kind of Sarah I'm probably not saying it right, Barry Ellis or
Barry, however you say that. Yeah.
Kind of in a way. But she is very talented. She's also in a pretty popular band that I'll mention, the Salty Caramels. They're pretty popular in the Columbus area. So check out that band because she's in that band as well. And she's just an amazing talent on her own. So imagine the band with her and three or four other talented people in it, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, and then her solo site is sarahhudsonmusic.com. So definitely check her out. That song, when I first heard it at the Tiny Desk thing, I was like, oh, my God, I feel like it's something that I wrote, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can totally relate to that feeling of, you know, loading up your stuff at the end of the gig and hoping and praying nobody steals your guitar while you're loading up your car. Like, that's every single time.
Wow.
You know, and so when I heard it, of course, it kind of got me personally. So
yeah, yeah.
I love the song. It's good, Sarah. Thank you
good
for
job, Sarah.
Sending it.
And it's such a strong voice.
Yes.
Yes, you know, it's like American Ina voice, you know.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
She could be famous. I'm telling
yeah.
you, any of these people could be famous someday.
Absolutely. That's right. Including you.
I'll be you. The old famous one. They'll be like, that old Lisa Gain.
You know, Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silos. I mean, you know, you guys do a good job.
Thanks.
And the video that you guys have on YouTube. So if you want to check that out, folks, if you're out there listening. That YouTube video is very good. You guys put a lot of work into that.
We did. It's called Rusty Silo, the name of that song. I named it after the band. And that video took us a whole year to make with Tom
yeah.
Walton. Because I wanted to show the changing of the seasons, because that kind of shows, like, represented aging, you know.
Yeah.
So it did take us the whole year to finally get it done. So, yeah, look it up on YouTube. My YouTube page is just youtube.com/LisaGain. I've got a lot of videos on there, but definitely look at that one, because that's, like, the most professional, I guess, one that I've done.
Yeah.
And then I have another one called Not Enough that's kind of professional, too. But, yeah, check it out.
Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. It's
Thank
really
you.
Nice. Yes.
Thanks.
All right. So we're going to move on to what we have what, a couple
Number,
more, I think,
two
right?
Two more to go. Yep.
Yeah.
Two more to go. This next one I just discovered recently online. Somebody posted a link of her playing somewhere this song. And I fell in love with this song immediately. And then I looked it up, the video on YouTube. The whole song is out there. It's called Eva. Her name is Whitley Jean. She wrote this after her grandma in West Virginia.
Nice.
And myself, my grandma was from West Virginia. I'm sure a lot of us had grandmas from West Virginia here in Ohio. So I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this song. It's just so good. But her website, she gave me facebook.com/WhitleyJeanMusic. And she's playing out all the time. Definitely check her out. But I hope you enjoy her song. It's called Eva.
Okay. Here we go. Is where you left it still.
shell of the rooms sit empty on the hill. And I'm still playing your guitar, singing all your songs, telling you stories of West Virginia. Had your sons and your daughters and headed north, path you walk, it still leads me home. Still see the light. Sometimes in death we are searching for life. You were getting older and so was I. When I was younger, I wish I said goodbye.
That is very, very good.
So emotional. Like that yes. song, I can feel the emotion in it, Whitley Jean. It's great. Love it.
Very good.
Love it.
We have a lot of good, you know, we've been playing a lot of artists. This is our second show, and we've been playing a lot of different artists, local artists. I'm telling you, we have a lot of good talent out in the world that people don't know about.
Yeah, I know. It's like if we had... you know, the record people here in Ohio that they have, say, in Nashville or something. Like, I think a lot of these people would, you know, take off. But we don't have that in Ohio, so.
Well, we need to do something for Ohio. We need to bring it to Ohio, yeah.
We're making them aware of it. So, you know, we're doing a good part on
that. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. But the last band we're going to play, so they actually ended up winning the Columbus Tiny Desk Contest, the one I had to do the judging on.
Uh-huh.
And they are, I think they just started their tour for the next 2-3 months. They're doing an actual tour. Nice. Check out their website. They're called Zoo Trippin'. The website is zootrippin.com. It'll show you like all the dates of when and where they're playing at. They're always playing around. But this song is the one they won the contest with, and I just love it because it's so upbeat and it's so catchy, and it's going to make you dance in your chair.
Oh, really?
I have no doubt.
Here we go.
It's called Great White Buffalo, so it's coming up.
All right, here we go.
I said There's a rhythm in your eyes. The breeze, it seems I trust it. It helps me fly. Way up high, you know it helps me fly. So easy to love the rhythm in your eyes. In your eyes, the rhythm in your eyes. The breeze, it seems I trust it. It helps me fly. Way up high, you know it helps me fly. So easy to love the rhythm in your eyes.
There we go. Now we're on. Yeah, I'll get with the program here.
We were both dancing in our
chairs. Yeah, we both are dancing. Yeah.
That song is fantastic. And I'm telling you what, anything I have heard by Zoo Trippin' so far is fantastic. So they are going places.
Yeah, it is so awesome. I was just dancing in my chair like it was no tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And Sean was like, I could just listen to this all day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was so fun.
I told you they were good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zoo Trippin', Tony, for sending me that. I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And good luck on that tour.
Yes, good luck.
Yes.
You know, and maybe I'll get a chance to come and see you guys. I don't know. They're going to be around Southern Ohio or?
It's like all over. All I think
over
they're
place.
Going down the border of the
nice.
East
good
Coast
for them.
And kind of all over. So check out those dates. I mean, they are all over the place. They good. Are like knocking on the door to be out of here.
Yeah.
Heading to bigger things, I think.
Well, congratulations.
So before they do that, I'm going to have to try to get Tony's autograph for you.
Yeah.
You know, before I can't get it anymore.
Yeah, because it'd be so busy. Yeah. Their schedule is to be too busy.
Right.
That's right.
But we appreciate them for sending that. And everybody, all of you guys are great. Like,
yes.
I just
absolutely.
Love that we can share your music.
Absolutely. And you know what? I want to thank all the listeners that called in today.
Yes.
You know, we appreciate that.
Thank you, this William, is... Barry, my friends.
Yes,
thanks
that's
for
right.
listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back, so tune back in on January the 5th at 4 o'clock. That'll be the next show, number 3. I've already got some tracks in. Like I told you, the Carlsons is going to be on there. So, I mean, we're going to have some really good music then, too.
That's right. And if we don't talk to you from this show, I hope you have good holidays.
Yes. Happy holidays, everybody.
Holidays.
Merry Christmas. Everything you do, enjoy it. December hopefully will be a fun month for you.
That's right. And we want to thank everybody that called in throughout the, you know, last show too as well. Because I think we had some people last show, didn't we?
Yeah, we gave away Kristen Graham's CD.
That's right.
Which was another really good one. I mean, all this music we're giving away is like A-plus stuff. Like, we're not just giving away crappy music here.
That's right.
It's good stuff.
It's A stuff. They're going on tours. The Great White Buffalo,
exactly.
They're going on tour, you know? So,
but yeah, thank you for listening, everyone. We appreciate it.
Yes, right. Do you want to end on anything before we go?
If you want, we can just end on our outro with Obsession, okay. And we'll call it a day.
All right, we'll go ahead and get that queued up here. If you want to tell them the website that they can go to go see the archive, it'll be later there later on this week.
www.ghone071.com. Go to the archives and look for. He said it's under my name, Lisa Kane. And they're going to put the shows on there. So if you miss the live recording, you can go back on the website later and actually listen to it. And, you know, feel free to share that with your friends.
That's right. And we do take calls through the, you know, if you have CDs to give away, right?
Throughout the show. Yeah, when we're doing giveaways, we do, you know, depending on what we get from the artist, which we had quite a few to give away this time. I don't know what we're going to have next time, but hopefully we'll get something.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in again.
Thanks for having me. And, it was fun.
All right. Here we go. We're going to end on this song.
Awesome.
All right.
Kiss you.